meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance for isolated rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 53. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 45.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Senate's Commerce Committee opened a budgetary floodgate Thursday by endorsing $28 million in federal funding to promote World Cup soccer events and earmarking $38.5 million for facilities in Salina and Topeka to support aircraft industry job growth. The committee's vetting of the Kansas Department of Commerce's budget included a decision to strip $50,000 or 10% from the $500,000 typically appropriated each year in support of Kansas public broadcasting. Mold found in dorms at Fort Hays State University may be the reason why some students are getting sick on campus. The school has had previous issues with mold. Investigators had previously found aspergillus and penicillin in the dorm. The university is talking to a firm about doing another inspection as soon as next week.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia. Home of the simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Kansas Attorney General is telling public schools they are required to tell parents that their children are transgender or non-binary, even if they're not out at home. Though Kansas is not among the states with a law that explicitly says to do that. Republican Chris Kobach's action is his latest move to restrict transgender rights following his successful efforts last year to temporarily block Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration from changing the listings for sex on transgender people's birth certificates and driver's license to reflect their gender identities. The Salina Police Department announced today that the death of a teacher at Kansas Wesleyan University yesterday is not a criminal matter. The Salina Police Department said around 8 a.m. on Thursday that officers were called to the 100 block of East Claflin Avenue following a report that a woman was possibly deceased due to a gunshot wound. Staff member Dr. Eileen St. John passed away in her office.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska State Treasurer has returned more than $263 million in unclaimed property. And there's more that needs to be claimed, which is exactly what Nebraska State Treasurer Tom Breezy spoke with KSNB Local 4 about.
Money from estates that heirs didn't know about. But again, an old rent deposit that was neglected to be returned to you, that can end up in our office. Gift cards that haven't been utilized can end up in our office. Old bank accounts that maybe someone forgot about.
And other news in Legislative Bill 1193, introduced by State Senator Danielle Conrad of Lincoln. Parents will be allowed to let their children repeat a grade for three reasons in K through 4, academic needs, illness, or excessive absenteeism, and students' grades 5 to 12, the reason would be limited to excessive absenteeism. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Severe weather preparedness week in Kansas will be March 4th through the 8th. Beginning in late February, the National Weather Service will be providing in-person and two virtual severe weather spotter programs through early April. The schedule can be found on their website, weather.gov/TOP. Nemahal County Weather Spotters Meeting is planned February 29th, 7 p.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. Marshall County, March 7th, 7 p.m. at the Axtell American Legion. And Washington County, April 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Fire Station in Washington. The virtual sessions will be March 19th and April 1st. All programs run 7 till 8:30 p.m. Again, the schedule online at weather.gov/TOP. Blue Rapids Community Action Team is hosting a benefit chicken dinner Friday evening at the Community Center beginning at 4:30. Proceeds toward Larry Wenzel for medical expenses. He recently suffered a stroke. Washington County's King and Queen of Courts will be this Friday with crowning during halftime of the boys' basketball game. Queen candidates are Ruth Craig, Keely Helms, and Kylie Rickers. King candidates Carson Kern, Connor Kohlmeyer, and Colton Ripke. KNDY will air the Washington County Axtell basketball games live on KNDY FM 95.5 Friday. Frankfort High School will host the State Scholars Bowl Saturday for 1A Division I with 12 teams at each of seven sites in Kansas. Along with host Frankfort, these include Centralia, Clifton Clyde, Elkhart, Gossel, Hodgman County, Little River, Rock Hills, Ness City, Satanta, Greeley County, and Wichita Christian. Lynn High School qualified for the 1A Division II meet at Hutchinson. Landall Company is hosting Free Movie Saturday at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville with 2 p.m. showings of Disney's Wish, Boys in the Boat, and Ferrari at 2 p.m. The Astro will be open Sunday afternoon for the Super Bowl on the big screen, pregame at 4. Washington County Soil Conservation winners will be recognized at the annual banquet Saturday evening at the FNB Basement Meeting Room in Washington, with Raymond and Mary Jo Wirtz of Clifton receiving the Soil Conservation Award, Tim and Nancy Long of Clifton the Range Management Award, and Pat and Mickey Meenan of Hiawatha the Wildlife Award for their work on a farm family property north of Morrillville. Home City will host the Fur Bear Frenzy Sunday. The event, postponed from January, includes a hot ladies' bunco and a community chili dinner at Blue Valley Technologies Building. For details, contact Jessica Lease at 562-7817. Beatrice Area Chamber of Commerce will host the annual Ag Expo Tuesday, February 13th, 10 to noon at SCC Beatrice.
So our Ag Seminar is being hosted out at our SCC Beatrice campus in the Academic Excellence Center. And this year we have keynote speaker Eric Snodgrass, who's going to be talking. For those who might not be familiar, Eric is the principal atmospheric scientist at Nutrien Ag Solutions. Sometimes they refer to him as their weather wizard. He will be giving a weather outlook and with an ag-focused, education-driven forecasting approach. So we're really excited to be able to partner with Nutrien to host bringing Eric to Beatrice. It's a free admission event, so when you come, you don't have to pay to park, you don't have to pay to come in, you can just come and get the information. We'll also be doing some updates with the Southeast Community College itself and their ag program. We have Students of the Year awards we'll be giving out, scholarship presentations that are gifted based from our Chamber's Agribusiness Committee. And then SCC is going to give an update on their Ag Career Center project and talk about their SCC Empower campaign. So a lot of great content. It's a two-hour event. It goes from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Tuesday, February 13th. We're just looking forward to having this great event next week.
Mildred A. Broxterman, age 95, of Axtell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mildred Broxterman. Carol Downard of Marysville passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, with the rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Carol Downard.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Okay, we may have gone a little barbecue crazy at Sonic. We BBQified not one, but three iconic menu items. But I mean, come on. Can you really blame us for going slightly overboard? When you add smoked pulled pork and tangy cherrywood smoke sauce to a melty cheeseburger, a brioche-topped barbecue sandwich, and crispy, cheesy tachos, you'd be crazy not to go crazy. Pulled pork barbecue, now at Sonic. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some rain showers, with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. A slight chance for some rain early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine throughout the day on Saturday, with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night, with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine into Sunday, with our highs in the lower to mid-40s, and mostly clear throughout Sunday night, with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. More sunshine into Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Even warmer on Tuesday, sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 50s and partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny and warmer as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny into Thursday, a bit cooler with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 73, the average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:29, sunset this evening at 5:54.
We all crave carb-heavy foods in the winter, but there's no reason we can't comfort ourselves with in-season produce, too. Some seasonal eating advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 9th, the 40th day of the year. Singer-songwriter Carole King shares a birthday with actor Joe Pesci, and Congress authorized creation of the National Weather Service on this day in 1870. Eating the season is a popular strategy for eating healthier. Fresh in-season foods typically have more nutrients and are always more appealing for their taste and texture. What is in season for February? Citrus fruits are at their best now, so load up on grapefruit, tangerines, and oranges. New root vegetables are beginning to arrive. You can put those to use in a leek and potato soup or oven roast a pan of fresh parsnips or turnips. You want some greens too? In February, go for broccoli, cabbage, or kale. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Valentine's Day is an opportunity to show those who are dear to you just how much you really care. At Reflections Hallmark, you'll find the sweetest ways to say, I love you. Candy and chocolates, plush, cuddly warmies and lotions, and Duke Cannon products for the gentlemen. Don't forget the grandkids. Someone's got to spoil them too. Pick up a funny or meaningful Valentine's Day card to top it off. Reflections Hallmark.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store in downtown Marysville.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs face off with the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 58 on Sunday. Here's what Andy Reid had to say about the Chiefs being seemingly hated by just about everyone.
I don't know if we're the evil empire, but we've won some games. Sometimes when you win games, you know, people look at you a little different, but whatever. We just try to be ourselves.
Here's what he had to say about the opposing quarterback, Brock Purdy.
He's a heck of a football player, and he does everything really well. And so that presents an issue. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He's smart.
Here's what cornerback Legarius Sneed has said after the allegations of him being a shutdown corner.
I can say Spaz put me in the right position to shut him down, and also mentality. You know, just go in, just have a mindset that nobody's going to catch a ball on you. You know, if they do catch a ball on you, let's play. That's the mentality I've been having all season, and it worked in my favor.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Here's what K-State basketball coach Jerome Tang had to say about his team being ranked opponents while at home.
These are two of, like, the most proudest moments for me being here, and that when you can beat a nationally ranked team Baylor was top 10 and Kansas is top 5, and your fans don't storm the court, we're building an expectation of these are the games that we're going to win, and we're going to be that kind of a program.
This weekend, K-State will be facing off with another ranked opponent in BYU as they're number 21 in the country, but this time they will be in Provo. KU also has another big matchup. This time they will be at Allen Fieldhouse trying to recover from the loss to K-State earlier this week as they will be taking on the Baylor Bears as they are ranked number 13 in the country. Four out of the next six opponents for KU are ranked in the AP Top 25, including Texas Tech, BYU, and Baylor twice. The Big 12 makes up six teams in the AP Top 25, with KU and Houston ranked at number 4 and number 5, the highest in the conference. Mid-America Network Sports.
Our Friday feature games, Marysville and North Central Kansas League play at Clay Center, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights is host to Centralia. Hanover tips off at Donovan West. Frankfort, home versus Troy. Lynn entertains Sylvan Lucas. Diller O'Dell's at Exeter Milligan Friend. And Southern plays host Thayer Central. Again, Marysville at Clay Center, Axtell at Washington County, live Friday on KNDY.
Make this the year you start a few cabbage, broccoli, or kale plants from seeds. These cool season vegetables not only tolerate, but thrive and taste better in cool weather. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. For a late spring or early summer harvest, start these seeds indoors 4 to 6 weeks before the last spring frost. Jumpstart the season by as much as 30 days with the help of cold frames, cloches, and row covers. Plant seeds a quarter inch deep in a quality seed starting or planting mix. Place in a warm location and keep the planting mix moist but not soggy wet. Move the containers to a sunny window or under artificial lights as soon as any green appears. Continue to grow broccoli, cabbage, and kale seedlings indoors with temperatures of 55 to 65 degrees. Save some seeds to plant in midsummer or early fall for a fall or winter harvest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Who makes sure the scientists of Antarctica are accountable to the law? It may sound like a strange question, but the answer will be told here in Fort Smith, Arkansas. The two places share an important link, and we'll uncover the story on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the late 1800s, Fort Smith, Arkansas was on the border of the Oklahoma Indian Territory. Leslie Higgins says it was the last city that could provide law and order before moving west into the reserved lands.
There weren't supposed to be white people settling in Indian Territory, but there were, and they were coming from all over the country to settle here, and they were dealing in illegal alcohol trade with the Native Americans.
Plus much more on crime. Judge Isaac Parker was sent here in 1875 to help restore the law.
And with that came an influx of marshals. The president allowed Parker to hire about 200 marshals to cover this area, but you still had 200 marshals covering 74,000 square miles of territory in Oklahoma.
Because of the importance of the marshals in Fort Smith's history, a museum opened here in 2017. Its galleries highlight the wide range of duties these men and women perform.
We'll also have a frontier gallery, which is where we will talk about the Judge Parker time period, but we'll also cover things like Antarctica. There are always two scientists deputized in Antarctica to cover the U.S. law there. We'll cover Alaska, the first marshals to move into Alaska, places like that.
And Leslie says they highlight some of the important yet often overlooked duties the marshals are in charge of today.
The witness security program, the asset forfeiture program, prisoner transfers. The marshals have the largest prisoner transfer system in the world, over 900 requests a day for prisoner transfers.
This museum has its roots in the city, but shows the breadth of the marshal service work in the entire nation. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Marshall County Public Transportation offers rides to all ages in Marshall County. Rides are available first come, first serve for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and much more. We also make regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka. Call 562-2020 to reserve your ride with us. 24-hour advance reservation is preferred. Marshall County Public Transportation is funded in part by KDOT.
Time to prune your gnarly old apple tree. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Pruning adds light in the canopy, which will produce higher quality apples as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
My neighbor has three big old apple trees, and I don't think they've ever been pruned. Oh, they still produce apples, but the fruit is very small and low quality. Old trees can bear nice fruit if they're given the right pruning and TLC. Peter Hurst is a horticulture professor at Purdue University. He says neglected trees become overgrown to the point where the center of the tree is shaded out. To rejuvenate apple production, you have to get fruit buds out of the shade.
That's the whole key to the whole deal, because when you have light, you get these strong fruiting buds producing good quality fruit. If you don't have light, you're going to get those weak buds and poor quality fruit. And whatever system you have, this is what we're trying to achieve, right? There's lots of different ways of putting it together, but this is the bottom line.
He recommends taking out a couple of big branches to get the light in. It creates a hole in the canopy. Sunlight gets into that hole and illuminates all the branches around it. But don't prune out too much in 1 year, because it'll reinvigorate the tree and it'll grow like crazy. That's not what we want.
And so in trees like we're talking about, I would say take out two or three big cuts per year. And big cuts, I'm not talking 1 inch. I'm talking 3 inches, maybe 4 inches, large cuts in those trees. Next year, you take out the next two ugliest branches. And the next year, you're kind of like, well, most of these ugly branches are gone, and now I can get them into more detail. But in the meantime, over those couple of years, new branches have grown with high-quality fruit buds.
Pruning an old tree will lead to higher yields and better quality fruit, but the tree is still old and probably past its prime. Plant some new trees nearby and you'll have nice apples to pick in the years to come. Learn more about keeping big old apple trees productive at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A hands-off approach to grading cuts of beef today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Meat grading is different from meat inspection. Inspections are done for food safety, while grading focuses on meat quality characteristics like taste and texture. Jennifer Porter is with the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service.
USDA grade marks are used to communicate quality of products. In this particular case, we're talking about beef. You go to the grocery store, you see USDA Prime, USDA Choice. That is an indicator of what sort of eating experience that you should expect from that product.
Another difference, says Porter, is who picks up the tab. Inspections are publicly funded, while grading is a cost for the processor.
It is paid for by those facilities. Unlike federal inspection carried out by the Food Safety Inspection Service, grading is not required. So those graders that are there in those facilities, that service is paid for by the plant.
Porter says USDA is piloting something new with grading.
Once the plant is ready to actually do some grading, what they do is capture video and photos and transmit those to us. And a USDA grader has been evaluating them remotely.
Porter says it helps smaller processors in particular who either don't have the volume or the money to hire a full-time grader. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Make your plans to attend the Beatrice Area Chamber of Commerce Ag Seminar on Tuesday, February 13th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Southeast Community College Academic Excellence Center in Beatrice. This free event features keynote speaker Eric Snodgrass, nutrition's weather wizard, who will give a weather outlook with an ag-focused, education-driven forecasting approach to help our farmers feed the world. For more information about the February 13th Ag Seminar at SCC, hosted by the Chamber's Agribusiness Committee and sponsored by Nutrien, check out Beatrice Chamber.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Protecting our nation's farmlands from foreign adversaries is the idea behind a series of bills introduced by United States Representative Dan Newhouse. The Republican says recent reports show the USDA has no system in place to keep track of American agricultural lands that are purchased by foreign entities.
Well, that is a frustration, absolutely, and that's something that we're trying to address. In fact, I have a meeting to address exactly that, to come up with ways that the USDA can more readily gather that information and monitor it.
Newhouse went on to explain that this is a problem that's been overlooked through the years.
The over 8,000 different counties throughout the United States is where these transactions happen, and to collate and gather all of that information, there's not a system in place to do that.
But with that, Newhouse says they are looking into it.
We are trying to be as creative as possible to come up with a system that will allow USDA to better monitor the sales of agricultural assets at a reasonable cost to the taxpayer. And so those are the questions that we're looking at right now.
Again, that's Washington Congressman Dan Newhouse. Now, in other news, the February WASD report shows the 2023-24 U.S. corn outlook calling for lower food, seed, and industrial use and larger ending stocks. Lower usage will lead to a 10 million bushel increase in ending stocks compared to last month. The season average corn price received by producers is unchanged at $4.80 a bushel. This month's soybean outlook is for lower exports and higher ending stocks. Soybean exports are forecast at 1.72 billion bushels, down 35 million from last month, with crush unchanged. Ending stocks are forecasted at 315 million bushels, up 35 million from last month. The season average soybean price is forecast a dime lower at $12.65 per bushel. Wheat's expected for stable supplies, lower domestic use, and unchanged exports and higher ending stocks. Ending stocks up 10 million bushels to 658, with the price forecast unchanged at $7.20 a bushel.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and Rusty at Ford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
Farming practices that encourage wildlife have layers of environmental benefits that include improving soil health and water quality on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Years ago, farmland around the country was teeming with wildlife, including birds, butterflies, and mammals, because diversified crops and production practices allowed for healthy habitats. Today, the wildlife is disappearing due to factors such as intensive farming practices and homogenization. However, coupling habitat conservation with efforts to improve water and soil health also shows promise in restoring farmland wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says there's a lot of potential in native plants and natural features.
Things like wetlands, grasslands, strategic integration of perennials or pasture, and other natural features are the areas where we stand to make real gains for wildlife habitat. More engineered solutions or solutions related to application of nutrients or the management of nutrients in field, although very important, are not the areas where we see a lot of potential for secondary wildlife impacts.
Riparian buffers, which are natural vegetation along the edge of a stream bank, help control erosion and prevent pollutants from getting into the water. Wildlife like these areas for moving from one place to another.
Wildlife, as a general rule, like to be able to move through different environments throughout their life history. And so connections between different parcels can be important. And also, diversity tends to increase with the size of a patch. And so we find that larger, more continuous patches like riparian systems could be an area to make real meaningful gains from farmland wildlife.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about restoring wildlife on the farm at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company of Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. Consignments include over 100 fancy red Angus, black Angus, and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They're bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for February through April calving. There'll be 70 choice black-white face and Hereford three-year-old cows. They're bred for March and April calves. 50 reputation Hereford cows, 4 to 7 years old, bred to Olean and Gustafson Hereford bulls for February to April calves. There'll be 70 fancy red Angus cows. They'll be 5 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls for March and April calving. There'll be over 275 black, Tim Angus, and red Angus cows, including two dispersals from 3 years to short and solid. All are bred for late February through April calving. Also offered will be 75 cow-calf pairs, 3 to 6 years old, with 30 to 90-day-old calves by side. For more information or to consign cows for the special cow sale Wednesday, February the 14th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we head through midday and close in on the closing bell for the week, we are still seeing mostly mixed numbers in the livestock. Starting to see more two-sided lower figures in the livestock. We'll get to that in a moment. Still mixed in the grains as well. March corn currently down 2 3/4, trading at 430 and a half a cent. May down 2 1/4 to 442 and 3/4. Little movement there. Kansas City wheat's been back and forth. Some two-sided trade. Ticked back higher here in the midday. March back up 3/4 of a cent at 601 3/4, though May is unchanged at 599 and a half. Oats are also a little bit lower today, experiencing some two-sided back and forth trade. March oats down 3 3/4 to 375. Into the soybeans, this is where we see quite a bit of pressure. March soybeans down 7 3/4 at 1185 3/4. May down 7 1/2 to 1192 1/4. Of course, the soybean mark down in the South American countries, they had a lower inventory, but it's still one of the largest in history, so putting some pressure on the soybean markets here. March soy meal is still up 70 at 347.80. But lower numbers beyond that. Soybean oil is in the red, down 79 points at 47.15. Cotton is having a huge day today. March cotton up 264 to 91.74. May to 92.18. That's up 250. Into the livestock, as both live and feeder cattle starting to give up some of the yesterday's and this week's large gains, as February live cattle still up 32 cents at 184.10, but two-sided trade beyond that is April's down 35 to 186.25. March feeder cattle down 42 to 246.42. April down 80 at 251.12. Still a positive day for the hogs market. The February contract up 35 cents to $73.65. April up 55 to $80.90 per hundredweight. As we take a stroll down Wall Street here in midday, the S&P above 5,000 at 5,020. That's 22 points higher today. NASDAQ's up 187 to 15,980. Dow Jones, though, a bit weaker, currently down 70 points at 38,656. And lastly, a look at the dollar index today. A bit weaker, the March dollar down 0.08 at 103.95.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on...
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Personal pond management can determine the well-being of underwater ecosystems for fish. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Jill Gerken relays what to consider before restocking and the importance of releasing prey species before predators.
The first thing you want to do is know what fish you have in your pond, right? So go out and fish your pond. Get out there and kind of look at what you have that way. There's more advanced ways of looking at it. You can hire someone to electrofish it if you really want to know what fish are there. But getting an idea of what you have before you add more fish is really important. Most people like to have a bass pond, so you'd want to stock the prey for those bass. And so thinking about bluegill and in new ponds, fathead minnows. So we generally stock those and then wait a season or a year. If we stock all of the fish together, all of the prey fish and the predators together, a lot of times the predators will eat those prey, and then there won't be any to reproduce and make new food. And so we want to kind of make sure we stagger that stocking. That's generally something people don't think about when they think about putting fish in their pond.
Gerken explains the challenges in stocking channel catfish and how to manage them successfully.
A lot of people like to fish for channel catfish. I mean, if you like to fish for them, they're a great fish to add to your pond. A lot of times channel catfish don't reproduce in farm ponds and smaller ponds. So they're kind of a fish that if you're going to have channel catfish and you're going to harvest them to eat them, you want to make sure that you're adding some back every year. The rule of thumb is to add 2 to 3 for every one you take out. That'll account for the mortality of harvesting them, but also some natural mortality. So that'll kind of make sure that you kind of have that sustained fishery. Channel catfish, like I said, they're a bonus fish. If you like them, you can add them to your pond. I'd add them when you add your largemouth bass or your predators. If you don't like them or don't want them, you don't have to have them.
He discusses why fathead minnows may not be the most efficient, economical choice for people working on their ponds.
A lot of people like to buy fathead minnows and throw them in their pond, and that's great for a new pond. In established ponds, I generally don't recommend those. So the minnows, it takes about 10 pounds of minnows to gain 1 pound of predator biomass. And so making sure that if you're adding those fathead minnows, you're really taking that into account. Fathead minnows right now are somewhere in the $10 to $15 range a pound. And so 10 pounds of those, we're talking somewhere around $150 for 1 pound of bass. You'd probably be a lot more successful with that money putting it into some habitat modifications, for example, to grow up the bluegill that are naturally reproducing and providing that food to your pond than you are by adding those fathead minnows.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken on proper pond stewardship for young and old ponds alike. He recommends sourcing fish from the Kansas Aquaculture Association. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Make your plans to attend the Beatrice Area Chamber of Commerce Ag Seminar on Tuesday, February 13th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Southeast Community College Academic Excellence Center in Beatrice. This free event features keynote speaker Eric Snodgrass, nutrition's weather wizard, who will give a weather outlook with an ag-focused, education-driven forecasting approach to help our farmers feed the world. For more information about the February 13th Ag Seminar at SCC, hosted by the Chamber's Agribusiness Committee and sponsored by Nutrien, check out Beatrice Chamber.
Your Napa Parts store Enan's Automotive features filter days through February 17th. Take advantage of our large selection of farm filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Filter days run through February 17th at your only locally owned and operated parts supply store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. It's another round of new record high closes for the major stock indexes. The Dow Jones added 49 points yesterday to finish the session at 38,726. The NASDAQ Composite picked up 0.5%. The S&P briefly crossed the 5,000 barrier before settling in to close at 49,98. Credit card debt also is flying high. Credit reporting agency TransUnion says Americans are carrying over $1 trillion worth of total debt on our cards. That's a new record. Balances in the last 3 months of 2023 jumped 13% from the final quarter of the year before. The recall of more than 4 dozen dairy products for possible listeria contamination has been expanded to include enchiladas, bean dip, dressings, and sauces sold at stores including Albertsons, Costco, and Trader Joe's. The recalled products were sold nationwide under brand names like 365 Whole Foods Market, Don Francisco, and Tio Francisco. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
We'll be right back.
America's original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News.